chilling. What more can I say? Top billing.
What up, everybody? This your boy Bill Bellamy, and welcome to Top Billing, the number one podcast for the culture, the movement, and the discussion. One of my favorite actresses are in the building, but let me give her all her titles. She is an actress, a writer, producer. She's a thespian. I mean, theater-trained actress, and now she has a new project called Free that she executive produced in Atlanta. Oh, we are so excited to have her on Top Villain. Give it up for my friend and my sister, Wendy Raquel Robinson, everybody. Make some noise. Yes, some goddamn noise.
Oh, my God. You made me want to clap for myself. Thank you.
We give our flowers out here. You know, it's Black Girl Magic time out here. And by that, I mean it's just like women empowerment, positivity, supporting each other. Not that I'm a woman. I'm just saying I'm supporting the women. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
I'm like, go, girls, go. Do your goddamn thing, girls. You know what I'm saying? I'm really hyped up because I watched the Iowa and LSU. Which was probably one of the best girl basketball games I've seen in 30 years.
It was worth the hype.
Absolutely. Everybody got in for whatever they got in, but I just love LSU for some reason.
I don't know what it is.
Was it the boudin? Was it the gumbo?
You know what? It was the flavor. It was the lashes for me.
How your lashes don't fall off. Are you playing it hard?
Baby hair laid down.
And everything. Shout out to the LSU Tigers.
It was amazing. Congratulations, ladies. Congratulations. You made us look good.
National champions. I love the story of what they went through and how, you know, they were like not that good 2 years ago. Then they got like nine new girls that didn't even play together.
I didn't even know that.
But we Black Girl Magic just magic.
Boom, bam, you let us in, we're going to take over.
There you go. So speaking of taking
open
over.
Open up the window.
This is why you're here. And I'm excited because you were supposed to be here a while ago, but your private plane went and landed in L.A. Okay, cool.
Thank you. Black Girl Magic had to work.
You're doing other things. I really want to give you a flowers, Wendy. Let me tell you why. Because I have witnessed your extraordinary performances for my whole career. Before I knew I wanted to be an actor, let me tell you how I know. Because I was starting out in 91, I was just a funny guy coming up out of Jersey, New York area, doing Def Comedy Jam. Remember when we had VHS? You was already on TV.
You was already on TV in 93.
I'm still
barely on TV.
I was barely on TV. I was there. I saw you. You was on there.
Wow.
I was not. All right. Cut to, the Steve Harvey Show, and you just drilled that home.
Wow.
You know, everybody wanted y'all to have.
Oh, my God.
I thought y'all was going to have a baby.
But it kept us going. You know what I mean? Just right when you thought we were going to get together, it was like, no, we're going to give you one more
never
season.
I had a couple cute teachers, and maybe you never get a cute principal, though.
Oh, my God.
The principals usually
Regina
be mean
Greer
as hell. She
everything.
Was sexy and amazing. Funny and strong.
Yeah.
And that's you, though.
Thank you.
You put a little teaspoon of you in there.
Oh, thank you.
And I feel like that is the thing that has carried you through, because there's something about you that is very radiant and we feel comfortable with you.
Wow. I wasn't ready for all of this.
No.
I appreciate that. True fact, the Steve Harvey Show, when they initially shot it, they shot the pilot. And there was a white guy who was the principal.
No.
Yeah. They picked up the show and they just said, you know what? He needs a conflict. He needs a counterpart.
Yes.
And I had to jump through it.
And here you go. Boom.
And I got it.
White guy on the floor.
So thank you. Boom. There we go. Boom. There we go.
But like you have just probably now 28, almost 30 years of just rocking out, doing your thing. Who inspired you to want to be an actress? Who was that girl that, like, you know, you coming out of Howard University,
Oh, my God, you know everything.
Come on,
ain't
shout
you?
Out to
you
HBC
know, shout out to everybody.
Come on now.
Oh, my God,
I
to
mean,
my
who,
bison.
Who's inspired you back then to make you go, you know what, I want to go to Hollywood, I want to do this thing?
You know what's amazing? I'm born and raised in L.A., South Central, and I was a fame baby. I went to Hollywood High, got kicked out, got into some trouble, and got sent to Washington Prep, and I was a fame baby, and Debbie Allen was my Shiro.
Oh, I love Debbie
Allen. Debbie Allen was my Shiro. And then I discovered that she went to Howard. Mm-hmm. And then I discovered that she and Felicia and Roxy and everybody went to Howard. And I was like, I want to go to Howard. I was a dancer first.
Weren't we all?
I was doing. You're like, weren't we all? Yes.
Yeah, we had.
I was a modern. I was serious. I was modern jazz. You know, a little bit of ballet, but I flipped that and I started doing musicals. And then I knew that there was nothing else I wanted to do once I got a taste of that. So I went on to Howard, but Debbie Allen was in the forefront for that. She, Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, you know, they were always my faves. But in terms of really acting and putting it down, in terms of producing, directing, choreographing, dancing, and doing it all, I got to give it up to Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie Allen, shout out to Debbie Allen. You are our hero.
She's
a Shiro. Yeah. And what I want to say about women like Debbie Allen, Felicia Rashad, you guys.
Diane Carroll. Diane Carroll. Oh, I mean, I would watch Dynasty. I still, honey, I'm ready to do Alexis Davenport. I know, darling, I'm serious. I mean, she was... You know, so there was the Miss Julia, there was that. So I grew up with that. I had never seen anyone so beautiful and so charismatic and so elegant and all of that. But in terms of, you know, being able to do it all, I do go back to Debbie, but, you know, Diane.
She is the quintessential example of no ceilings.
Yeah.
And and we need women like her in this game. And for me, what I was going to add, you kind of remind me of Carol Burnett as well.
Really?
I was going to say that because Carol Burnett
can do.
I watched
that freaking show.
Carol Burnett doesn't get her flowers. Carol Burnett.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for that.
Hall of Fame, one of the best female comedic actors in the history of mankind.
Absolutely. And she went to Hollywood High as well. So she was my impetus for going to Hollywood High.
Right.
And then once I got, you know, kicked down to Hollywood High, and it got to watch it. And then,
doing stuff.
Yeah, because I was doing stuff. You know, it was discrimination. I'm going to call it discrimination back then. But I was a mess. But Carol Burnett, I would watch that show over and over. You know, I did Cedric sketch comedy.
No way.
Oh, my God. I was on the Cedric. You better Google me, honey. You better see that. Because, baby, let me tell you something. That was the best time I ever had on television.
Why?
It was on Fox. We only did one season. We did 13 episodes. But it was the closest thing I got to doing live theater on TV. I mean, we would change hair, change look, do this sketch, do that. And I played a character that was loosely inspired by Carol Burnett.
Right.
And it was Catherine Vanderborn. And she was a substitute teacher, but she was from the theater. And she was like, children, today we're going to do, we did The Color Purple with this elementary school. But anyway, I digress. But yeah, you didn't see the Cedric show?
No, I didn't. Ah!
It was a variety show like Carol Burnett.
But this is your wheelhouse. This is why I had to have you on Top Billing. Because you are the life of the party. And
oh my God.
Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you, Angela Bassett, Regina. Regina Hall and Regina King.
I grew up with Regina King.
You guys are
thank you.
Like the Avengers for black women.
Oh,
like,
my God, you're about to make me cry. Oh, my God.
No,
thank you.
I'm just giving.
Thank you. Throwing violas in there. Yeah. Ooh! Those are my Leo sisters.
Listen,
yeah.
There's a movement going on, and I really like it, you know. I like seeing the Kerry Washingtons of the world, the Viola Davises, the Octavia Spencers.
Yes.
You know, you guys are so talented and are able to do everything.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? You could do comedy. You could do drama.
Thank you.
Can jump on a stage in a play. You could do one woman show and everybody be riveted.
Wow. That is on my immediate. I'm not going to say my bucket list. It's on my bucket list.
Right.
But I've been walking away from that and shying away from it. Only because, you know what it is? Because I want to do something that's just so personal for me, too. And I'm working through a lot of my issues and my ish before I just put it out there. Because you have to be so vulnerable and just so open. I do have a lot of characters in my wheelhouse that are just all in me. Mm-hmm. But I want to do something that just really pours from my heart. I got to give a shout out to Niecy Nash, too. She's in that group. We grew up together too.
Another one of our Avengers. You know, just by that I mean y'all like y'all superheroes.
Thank you.
Y'all doing your thing. Now, you got a new movie that you produced called Free. Tell us about that.
I executive produced it. I know. I'm so proud of me.
For people who don't know what executive produced means, it means you get the shit started. Mm. And you got to find the people and they got to show up. And every time something go wrong, they call you. That's AP, right? Did I miss something?
You didn't miss anything. Okay. We started. So I have one of my mentees. Her name is Ebony Price, mm-hmm. out of Howard University. Incredible writer. Shout out to Ebony. She had written a short, okay. and it was called Free, but it was only like a 30-minute short. And she wanted to take it, and it was so good. It's all about a coming of age story of a young girl who's trying to find her way between having a rap career and do I go to college? Do I do this? Do I do that? And she's the product of domestic violence, both of her parents, mm-hmm. and just really trying to find her way. So we expanded the music, we expanded all of the rap, we expanded the spoken word, we expanded the characters. Well, she did, I'm saying the we.
Right.
And then that was during COVID, and we had table reads, and you know, we would do Zooms. And then cut to, it was just time to do it.
Let's go.
I was in Atlanta. We were filming the game. And one thing I got to give to this young lady, though, and I'll let them fly by. I'm not going to compete with you. So.
Doing a music video.
She was resilient.
Okay.
And she was tenacious.
Right.
Weekly phone calls, weekly Zoom calls, checking in. And I said, you know what? I had done a project with another producer. His name is Cecil Chambers. Shout out to Cecil. He was like, I'll fund it. He loved it. I called in Lance Gross. I called in Valerie Pettiford. I called Cliff Powell. He's played my husband in everything. I would have called on you. I didn't have your contact,
you
but now
money.
I got it.
You'll call
down.
Me next time.
I called in all my friends and favors.
Yes.
They were like, hell yes, hell
Let's
yes.
Get
they
it.
Jumped in. They read the script. They loved it. And we did something that is so special. And I think it's so unique because it explores a young coming of age story that's just so simple. I mean, this girl, Imani Lewis, shout out to her, out of New York. She really shined in that movie. Did you ever see the 40-year-old Virgin? Not Virgin, but Virgin.
Virgin, no.
Oh, but it's based out of New York. I thought you did. It won all kind of Sundance and,
right.
and film awards and all of that. But she's an amazing young talent. And she just immersed herself into this character that's called Spirit. And I played her mom, and it's told through the lens of spoken word and rap and pain and love. And it's really, there's no comedy, really.
Yo,
but it's just
it's
heavy.
That's heavy. That is the beauty of filmmaking,
yeah.
you know, when you're able to make the movie you want to make.
Right.
And it's so hard to do that sometimes because either it's the funding or
mm-hmm.
or you can't get the vision right or the script's mm-hmm. not right. But whenever you're able to put the pieces together, it's like, it's almost like a Build-A-Bear or you made your own baby.
I love that.
It's like a Build-A-Bear, right?
It is. It's like, ooh, and we want a little bit of this and we want a little bit of that. And
yeah.
because it was us, we were able to improv.
Yes.
And we were able to just trust each other. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we just all just held hands and just jumped. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't a big studio film. It was a passion project.
Yeah, I have a couple of those in my can that I would love to do.
Do it!
Yeah.
I could not believe it happened, and then it
you
happened
can do
that
it.
Fast.
You could do it.
I wasn't even ready. I'm talking about, now I was ready as a producer, but it was like, oh, snap. I got to jump into this character.
Yeah. Was it hard for you to produce and then act at the same time?
You know what it was? I surrendered the producing once I got into the acting mode,
okay.
but I didn't have enough prep time. You know what I mean?
Because you move, yeah.
As I would have loved to have had to develop this character, but working with Cliff Powell, we've done like 3 projects. He's just so yummy, and we found it
he's
along the way.
He's a giving actor, man. He
oh,
is.
He's amazing.
Shout out to CP, man.
Yeah. He's a theater baby.
Yo,
so we were both trained by all the same people in DC. So we go back and back. You know, he comes in and he got like, you would think he was a comic because he comes in like he got 30 minutes of storytelling before we do anything.
Right.
But it was just, I'm so proud of us.
Yes. This is a wonderful time in Hollywood. It's
yes.
a wonderful time in the culture to be a creative, to be mm-hmm. an artist. Because I feel like if you don't get it done right now, it's on you. It's so many ways to have impact. There's so many ways to create so many different platforms that didn't exist 20 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Before 30 years ago.
Right. Think about, like, when I came up in the game, our whole goal was to get on Just Network TV.
Right.
Like, if we could get on the letters, ABC, NBC, CBS.
And Fox wasn't even around. You know what's so crazy? Yep. Steve Harvey Show, I was like, oh, my goodness. I feel like I started three networks.
You did.
I was the flag show. We were the WB.
Yes, y'all
which
was
is
on
no
the
longer there.
With the frog.
With the frog.
Yeah.
You're good.
Oh, yeah. Good. And you had to look good. You had to be good looking to be on the WB.
Think you about think that. That was it?
Yeah, you had to be good looking because they
just. Oh, well, thank you.
Because I'm telling you, because the frog wouldn't accept you. Be like, oh, nip it
in the bud. Nip it. No. Really?
Yeah.
But we were the flagship. So it was Steve Harvey's show, Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
So what was interesting, I was like, this is an interesting dynamic. I don't know if you've really noticed this, but, and then the CW came.
Yeah.
And then there were, you know, those flagship shows for that as well. And then there was UPN.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you want to say it, but I'll say it.
No!
I'll say it for you. Black people built all those networks. And the crazy
thing. That's where I was going.
And if you do not know your history about TV,
baby.
When you got a startup, they would always start with us.
They would always
they would
start
like,
with
just
us.
Let me see.
Fox. Fox was the same way.
Right,
you remember Fox?
Right.
Living. They had Living Color.
They used to be like, let's get some real cool, edgy, sort of funny projects. But we're never going to say we're urban.
Right, we're not going to say that.
Oh,
we're just going to put them out there and see what happens.
Let's just see if our friends work first.
Isn't
and we would
something?
Always come out and blow the doors off.
Blow
their
the
numbers
doors.
Start going up, and then they start trying to diversify away from us.
Well, we're going to change the formatting and just add different programming.
We have other things as well.
Yeah.
But
I'm honored. I'm honored. And I even look at Paramount Plus. And
boom. Stop playing.
We started with the game there.
Yeah, and the
game. Yeah, as they started.
Listen to me. Every time you are on a project, you are sassy.
Oh, God. Are you saying I was typecast?
No.
You know what, Bill? I'm changing myself. I'm going to totally reimagine myself. I'm taking all the sass out.
No, don't take it.
No, I'm taking the sass.
That's your magic, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because you just sprinkle sass.
I thought it was the feathers. I mean, every time I turned around, I'm like, ooh. I got a little bit too much sass.
I would love to do
that. I got sass and feathers. I'm sorry. I thought I was Lola Falana when I woke up this morning. Oh, she was another one that inspired me too, honey, Lola.
This woman, let me tell you, this is why you are here. She got feathers flying out of her mouth. She don't care.
Honey, this weather in L.A., honey, it's hot, it's cold. I was like, I'm just going to throw some feathers, honey. I'm going to fly away.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Wendy,
you are funny. You're bringing it out of me. I needed to laugh. I ain't been outside.
This is what I want people to see about you. You flat out crazy.
Oh, Lord, it's the feathers.
No,
okay.
No. Now let's. Like,
okay, where back. Are we? Where
let's,
are
let's
we?
Let's get back to TV and these characters that you just embody. And this is one of the reasons that I think everyone should be trained in the theater.
Mm.
Because I think the theater I've done theater a couple of times, but
I can see you being magical on stage.
But the thing that was crazy about theater for me was the amount of discipline. Then the amount of living in the moment.
That's all it is.
My.
Yes.
God. Let me tell you something.
This is theater right now.
Yeah. Living in the moment is so incredible.
It is.
Like, it is. It's hard to explain to somebody if you're not. Like, if you're in a scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a scene in a play and something goes wrong, listen to me. You got to be in that moment and adjust it. And it's ain't no, excuse me, wait a minute.
No. You use it. It goes wrong, honey. It don't go wrong. It goes right and it goes left. That's it. There is no wrong.
There is no wrong.
I swear it just
to
has
God,
to keep moving.
When you're on that stage.
Is that insane?
And even if you forget a line or you have a moment of truth and you say it, the person will respond to it magically in the moment.
Because,
You're alive. That's what I love about theater actors, because they have the ability to live in the moment.
Yes.
And that, and so when you guys do TV and movies, that's layups to me for y'all, because when that camera come in, I remember one time...
it's harder for me to do TV and film.
I know.
It's so hard because it's like all of a sudden... Act natural, but there's this big camera right in your face, and it's like, oh God, okay, so how do I live in that moment? And this instrument is right there in my face, and to stay connected to you, but all of this is happening right there.
I remember one time I was working with Clifton Powell.
Oh,
and Clifton,
the genius.
We did The Brothers.
Oh, I forgot he
Was
in
we
that.
Did The Brothers together.
Wait, did he play the dad?
He played the dad. He was Morris' daddy.
That's right.
It was one scene or something came up, and I was doing something. He said, "Say that for your close-up. Save all that for the close-up. That's a wide." He said, "Say that."
He's always teaching.
Ooh, I was like, what? Teaching. And I'm young, you know, I'm doing these. And he
said, "You went full out."
He said, that's
too much. That's too much.
Save that for that close-up. When that camera come right here, when it's right in here, that's when you use that one.
Wow.
I said, oh.
So was it hard for you to adjust when that camera came right there and to do what you did in the wide?
Yes, it was a little nerve-wracking because, you know, it's important. And now the cameras. So now what I learned from Clifton Powell was ask the camera, what cameras are we on? What lenses are we on?
Oh.
Right, because you can ask that. What are we on?
Absolutely,
a 40?
Are
we,
you
know, are we in a wide? Are we medium? Are we right here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go.
See, and I'm the total opposite. I like to just don't tell me. Let me just do my shit.
Right, you know what I mean?
And just
but
I need to be better at that.
Know why?
Because I'll become aware. I don't want to be too aware. You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, you're doing that little thing. She's doing that thing.
No, camera's
there, and it's like.
So how I utilize it with my acting is when I know that this is right here, then I have to be alive in here, like all the way.
Wow.
So I have to have all my emotions in here because the camera is like literally like looking at my face, like right here on a big ass screen. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be alive in my eyes to deliver that.
And I guess that's why I'm so exhausted, because I'm trying to be, I'm alive in the wide, I'm alive in the medium, I'm alive in the close up. It's like, ooh, I'm alive, I'm so damn alive, I'm dead. By the time it's over,
you're tired.
But I've made a choice. It's like I fine tune it as I go.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And thank God, because I've worked with some of your peers that are quite up there, and they don't do their close ups with you. You're acting with their stand in.
How do you handle that?
Well, it's been a while, but I look forward to doing it again. But I've learned how to just adjust and whatever they give, because I've been doing, let's say I did all of my coverage with me, but I was working with a stand in.
Okay.
And then that lead comes, and then you're doing their part, and they change it all the way up.
Oh,
and it's like,
wow.
Wow.
Yo,
and then
extra.
It's like, wow, what I could have done. But I just learned it is what it is. You're immortalized once you make a choice. So whatever choice it is, make sure you make a strong choice.
Yeah.
And make sure you make a choice that, okay, no matter what, you can live with it.
Well, this is
I had to learn that the hard way.
But this is the thing, though, that I want people to understand about acting and from you is that the beauty of who you are is you are vigilant, and you have no fear when it comes to trusting your instincts. I could tell.
Wow.
Like, you just trust your instincts.
I got a lot of other fears, but yeah.
Yeah, but
I,
not
I,
your instincts.
Yeah, not my instincts.
Because the instinct is the truth.
It is something that you feel.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds kind of sappy and corny, but that first mind.
And that first, normally the first choice that comes to you, you know how they say inspiration is just God whispering in your voice?
Yes.
In your ear, just saying, okay, just do it. But normally my first choice is always the right choice.
It is. Like coming on Top Billing.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me.
Okay, I'm not playing.
I'm trying to get Top Billing.
That's what I'm working on. Okay, what I got to do?
Let's talk about foundation and all the wonderful things you're doing as well. Come on, let's talk about your philanthropy.
Man.
Your commitment to community service.
My purpose.
Your purpose.
I think I'm really walking in my purpose. So what's interesting, when I was at Howard, I used to teach in their little educational theater. Not little. Nothing's ever little. But Howard had a children's theater department. So while we were in college, we would teach the children. And so I started loving the children. Yeah. And I would teach and teach and teach. And then I graduated from Howard. One thing about HBCU, they build your head up so big. It's like, why isn't William Morris calling me? Why aren't they accepting my pages? You know, back then we had pages. So I couldn't get a job. I couldn't get an agent. I couldn't get anything. But I started teaching. Mm-hmm. And I was teaching at Marla Gibbs Crossroads Arts Academy in Leimert Park.
Yes.
And then she closed her doors. And I was like, we have this plethora of all these beautiful young people. It was like 80 kids. And she was like, baby, I give you the baton. You continue.
Whoa.
But she's like, I can't do this anymore. And I was teaching dance and I was teaching acting. And my best friend,
AKA Debbie Allen. This is the Debbie Allen in you. Go ahead.
It's crazy.
That's the influence.
It's the Jesus in me, too. Okay,
yeah,
how
there
about
you go.
That? And my best friend, Tracy Coley, he's a Morehouse man and he was teaching voice. And so we said, you know what? We're going to put our heads and our hearts together. And we developed a curriculum. We found a space. And that was 26 years ago.
Whoa.
Amazing Grace Conservatory has put out some of the baddest cats, not only in the business. Did I say cats? Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a good word, though.
Some of the baddest cats.
I mean,
man, you jive turkeys.
Yeah, that's an auntie word, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But we put out some of the baddest cats in this industry. I ain't gonna lie. Issa Rae, shout out to you.
Yes.
Ashton Sanders. And it's so funny because we've created a pipeline from the hood to Hollywood.
Gangster.
And beyond, because whether they're in the industry or whether they are, you know, at the White House, I got young people. Oh, my goodness. Elle Varner, Ravon Brown, Ryan Nicole Brown, you know, who was just on My Kind of People. And go on and on and on. Those that are just in the industry that are producing, directing, and writing and starring. But now they're at the White House. I got Brent Robinson. Who's, I'm like, what is going on?
Your babies. See the little babies? The little babies.
They say the seeds shall exceed you.
Holla. See, you know what? I can't wait. I'm going to put it in the atmosphere.
That's
we're going to do something together.
Your seeds shall exceed,
exceed you.
Now, I don't have any biological Oh, and Buddy. You know Buddy the rapper?
No.
Oh, you need to know. Buddy is a beast, which I'm supposed to be having lunch with him. I forgot to call him back.
Shout out, Buddy. What
Buddy,
up, Buddy
is a beast.
Yes.
But they're doing everything, and I'm just so proud. Like I was saying, I don't have any biological children, but I have these incredible children that are just such a part of my legacy and my life.
But this is the part of, this is what's so wonderful about what you're able to do as an artist, Wendy.
Wow,
you know, your acting is one part of it, right? You get to create what you did, you know, produce, right? Then you get to give back and have this purpose and this full body experience in this lifetime.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
It's
finding the heart of who you are,
yes,
and utilizing that, and then let it, like you said, build your seeds. Your work is your seeds.
Yeah.
Your efforts are your seeds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where we are.
I had no idea that being this, I want to say not just out of work artist, but I was a starving artist. And it was like, okay, so what are we going to do? And the one thing that Howard always taught me, think outside of the box.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't turn that no into an on. Turn it on. And here we are. And it's like, wow, I would have never known. So now we got our own building.
Boom.
We produce, you know, well, we're still looking for a theater. So I'm looking for some sponsors.
Let's go.
Come on, Top Billing.
Okay.
But
Let's go.
You have not because you asked not.
Right.
But yeah, but it's just been an amazing journey that I'm like, this is why I use the industry to help me as a platform to do the school,
there
quiet
it
as it's kept.
Let's go.
Because
like
it's
that.
Opened up far many doors than my career could have ever done.
Now, speaking of your career, because we have to give you your flowers.
More flowers?
Yeah, look.
Lord,
I mean, you can't.
I needed this. Where were you during the pandemic? I was like, damn it, I need some flowers. Lord,
listen,
I was getting cactuses.
Yo, you need flowers because it takes so much perseverance to be able to navigate through a career in Hollywood as a female, a black female actress. And you know,
mm-hmm.
I always champion women that keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I remember when me and Regina King were talking about it, when she was just bubbling. And Regina King been, to black people, she been had an Oscar. You know how we do.
Baby.
Like, we were like.
And then some.
Like, right, right.
Okay, that was Boys in the Hood. Like, that was, yeah, okay, exactly. Poetic justice, yeah.
Like,
that's,
Hollywood caught up late to me.
They really did.
And,
they
Regina and I came up together, you know. She used to come see me do comedy, and I never forget the feeling when we were all in Atlanta, and this was a couple of weeks before we knew that she might be getting this Oscar thing. Holly was saying it stamped, but we already knew.
Absolutely.
And that's how I feel about you. Like,
this is a
ride.
Thank you.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Mm-hmm,
absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
Oh, and Lauren London was one of my babies at the school.
Boom.
Speaking
there
of that.
There you
yeah,
go. And look at
insane.
Her shining, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wendy, we know that it's right there. Just,
wow,
just
thank
listen.
You.
Give me some.
I receive
stamp
that.
That. Stamp
I receive
that.
It.
We right
and I'm,
there.
I'm taking it all in. I got to tell you my Regina King story. You think you came up. Ninth grade.
Go ahead.
She had Regina King and Friends. You know, I'm L.A. girl.
Right.
And I was dancing. I was part of a little dance company called Our Jazz and Dance Company. And she used to put on this thing over at the Veterans Center over in Culver City.
No
and
doubt.
She would have this showcase for all of her friends. It's when she was on 227 to come and shine out. And we would do our little talent shows and stuff. But I've known Regina since I was in the ninth grade.
That's what I'm talking about. But it
yes.
Takes,
and it she's takes, the beast.
Yo, listen. Yeah. I want all of my ladies here in Hollywood.
Yes.
And even our new and up and coming stars to come by Top Billing and be more than welcome. Because
yes.
I celebrate the journey. I celebrate the tenacity that it takes to become a name.
Wow.
To get like. A role and keep working. It's a lot.
Man.
Right?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Can we make some noise? Make some noise.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This was awesome.
Now,
it really was.
Before we go, on our show, we always have fun. We always have fun.
Well, this was great.
Yeah, this
was beyond fun for me.
This is a favorite part of my show. At the end, we play all facts. We just, you know, I ask you a question, and you have to tell me the truth. All facts.
All facts.
You ready?
Okay.
Go. Boom. You get to be in a film with your five favorite female actresses, and it's a action. Everybody's badass, and y'all get to kick some booty, and it's a dream role. It's you plus
Ooh.
Four. You get to pick your four
Ooh.
Co-stars. Let's go.
Oh,
come
oh
on,
my
Wendy.
God.
Let it go, Wendy.
I'm going to let it go. I got Regina King.
Bam.
Like I said, I got Angela Bassett.
Ooh.
I got Viola Davis.
Boom.
And I'm going to make it funny because I need Regina Hall to be right there with me, too. So, boom, we're going to come with it. That's pretty dope.
I'm
oh, on. God, Niecy going to kill me. So it got to be six. Got to be six. I need Niecy to cover there.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All facts. Question number two with Wendy Raquel Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
You get to pick five of your hottest co-star male leads to be
Ooh.
In a romantic movie.
Oh, damn.
Drama.
Five
you get
of
to,
them.
It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be comedic.
Mm.
It's about love lost and found. Who? What men you feel are going to bring out all that? Boom, bow, and you go on,
this
get
may surprise you,
go
but
ahead.
That damn Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, you going to go get it?
I just, wait. But he just won up. He just won.
Okay.
You know, I love my brothers.
Okay.
You know, I got to have this
Denzel.
I got to have Anthony Mackie, like
you
I said.
Oh,
I got to get Lil Mackie. And I got, you know.
You got one more. Well, no, you got two more.
Okay, I got two more. I love me some Denzel.
Oh, yeah.
I will always love Denzel because he
that.
Will be back.
I can see
and
you
I told
Denzel.
Cliff, we got a pack.
Cliff
Clifton Powell, every movie I do, I'm going to have him in there somewhere.
You promise?
That's my boy. That's my boy. Yeah.
Well,
so I know that's a very interesting.
But what about
cast.
It? What if you couldn't? What if you couldn't get the real Denzel? Could I play?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I pointed at you. I was like, because you remind me so much.
Like,
of Anthony
I would
Mackie.
Love that. I would love
that's
that.
Crazy.
I'd love the
yeah.
opportunity. To
I was
gonna
say, how about that? How about that?
How about yeah. that, Wendy? Huh?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I'll do it for four
yeah.
or $5 million. Huh?
For five. That's it.
That's it, baby.
That's all you
I'll
need.
I'll be there for you in those scenes when you need that. You need that drama, huh?
That's yeah. a good. That's a good.
That's what
Denzel.
I do for you,
I
Wendy.
See it.
I promise
see it.
You. I
see
promise
it.
You that I talk to you. Huh? We can walk it out. Can we walk it out, huh?
No. That was damn good.
Give it up for Wendy. Broadcast.